right. Hey, Bowen, are we recording?
Yeah.
This is Loser Leaves Wrestling, the news you can't lose. I'm here with,
Who are you with? What's happening?
I'm not sure who I'm with.
Oh, Moe Jaswell. I want you to say.
And my name's Red Jefferson. I usually say my name first, but I forgot. Forgot how this worked. I forgot how hosting worked. Lord God, Heavenly Moe, what a week we've had. What a week we've had. Non-wrestling week we've had, right, Moe?
Oh, God, exhausting. Yeah, the worst.
Exhausting. How are you holding up, bud? How are you holding up?
Pretty good. Bitcoin's at 40,000 right now, so that's exciting. And otherwise, just living life. Getting through these horrible times.
Mm-hmm. I have a little Bitcoin myself. And
you do?
I'm going to get to
look at
investing.
You. You sound like you're in a relationship or something. Like you got a crush
with
somebody.
It's too soon. Let's not talk about it right now. You know, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm into investing.
Well, once we finish, I gotta hear your Bitcoin stories. That's crazy. I didn't know this.
I just started. There's no stories yet.
Well, how soon? How recent?
A month ago. 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, so I've a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a share.
It's insane how much of a fraction it's gotten.
I can't wait for it to drop. I can't wait for it to drop because when it drops, I'm going to buy more.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a lot more.
Are you
I'm
in the other?
Ride the wave.
This isn't a crypto podcast. We can move on from
this. We can. This is the news you can't lose. The news from January 2nd to January 9th. Moet, our big first story of the day. It's not that big, but it's positive news. Mick Foley is feeling better. Mick Foley tested positive for COVID. He quarantined himself for 20 days or something along those lines, and he's feeling a lot better.
That's
Moet.
I saw
how
that.
How much of a relief is this?
It's great. It's great. It's good to know that he's fine, but it's I noticed because he's gotten feisty again on Twitter. He was tweeting at Vince, being like trying to convince Vince to take Trump off the Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame. So that's fun. Yeah. That's never gonna happen. But I like that he's got that energy back.
No, isn't that beautiful? I just love Foley. What a gem of a person. He's never disappointed me. Like, Foley is someone, like, a notable figure that's never disappointed me. Knock on wood. Like, because I don't want him to, something happen. God, I don't even want to say it because I'll make it happen. But thank God for Foley. Thank God for his sweet.
That's actually true. He's so innocent, I want to say. I don't know, with his, like, roller coaster love, his just obsession with Santa Claus. Like, I think it's very sweet. And
he's a darling. And he's, like, one of the first people to really, like, push for the women's division. Like, I remember him in, like, 2007 just being friends with the female wrestlers and being like, yeah, they don't get airtime. She's my favorite wrestler right now. And saying things like that openly. I love him. I love
That's
him
good
so
stuff.
Much.
Yeah.
Moving on. Now here's a big, if this was the woos and whats, this would be a big what. Goldberg challenges Drew McIntyre. He's going to fight him at the Royal Rumble. Moe it.
Is that true?
Goldberg is going to fight Drew McIntyre at the Royal Rumble.
I heard he was back, Goldberg, mm-hmm. but I hadn't gotten a chance to watch the episode or whatever. I just, there are more important things going on this past week that distracted me. Sorry, Bitcoin getting to 40,000 is a really big deal,
yeah,
I gotta
I
say.
Understand.
But that's insane. That's, what the hell is going to happen with that?
I'm genuinely, like, and the issue is, this is the problem with Goldberg. I don't want him on TV, but I want to see every match he's in. Like, I want to see this match.
No.
Like,
he's so boring.
He's not boring. All his matches are less than 5 minutes.
I mean, that's nice.
All of his matches are less than 5 minutes, and they're always fast, impactful, and something happens. Something weird happens. His matches against Brock were great. We're great. There's 3 to 5 minutes long, and then them just giving each other finishers until someone dies.
I
you
hate
know?
That. I hate it. I thought that was so boring. And plus, like, I don't like seeing him get concussed because he's such a stupid idiot of a wrestler, of a person, of banging his head against the wall before he goes out with his entrance.
I love that, honestly.
I mean, I think it's cool, but it also, don't actually do it, you big dummy. You're going to concuss yourself. Like, and that's
kind of why I like it, because he's so dumb. The only issue, like, I will say, the Undertaker match I did not like, do not want. But him working with younger talent that can do things around him, God, I do not like Goldberg. Don't get this twisted. I do not like Goldberg. But I am always curious in seeing a Goldberg match.
The only reason why he's coming back is I'd hope is to put Drew McIntyre over. Because if he doesn't, then that means he's going to be at WrestleMania with the freaking belt again. And where is that going to go? I hate WWE. It's very frustrating.
Well, because I am going to watch the Royal Rumble. I always watch the Royal Rumble.
No, it's great.
I will watch this match.
The Royal Rumble.
We should do a show for the Royal Rumble.
Sure. Yeah.
We should do a show for the Royal Rumble.
What kind of show? We'll do a show, though. We'll figure out a show.
We'll do a show.
Yeah. I'll do a show. Yeah, no, I've always liked the Royal, despite having just said I hate WWE.
We should live stream the Royal Rumble and talk over it. We could do that on Discord.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure somebody will watch. Nobody's
going to. Yeah. My friend Nick.
Nick will watch.
Nick will watch.
Hi, Nick.
All right. Hi, Nick. We love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, Nick, if you are listening. If you're not just downloading the episodes and not listening to it. And all our friends in Taiwan, Spain, and Canada. We got Spain, Mohit.
That's great.
We got Spain.
How's Japan?
I haven't. Not anymore. They did not like what they heard. So Japan did not like what they were listening to.
That's okay.
They were canceled in Japan. They didn't like our Trump talk last week. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Carlito doesn't show up at Raw Legends Night. Carlito was announced for Raw Legends Night, which I was actually pretty excited for because I like Carlito. I like Carlito a lot. And the idea of him coming back to WWE was very interesting to me. But apparently there was a miscommunication where he was never actually booked. And the Raw the WWE social media accidentally said his name.
So he wasn't missing. He just wasn't booked.
With Candice Michelle. Candice Michelle and Carlito were announced, but were not put on the show.
Amateurs.
Isn't that crazy?
It's an amateur level. That's ridiculous. Poor Carlito. He missed out on a payday, too. He needs those paydays.
Do you think, in all honesty, when we saw Carlito 4 years ago, we still got it.
We saw Carlito?
Yeah, at that San Antonio show.
Wait, he was there?
Yeah, and he killed it. He wrestled, I think, Buff Bagwell.
Did he spit in the face
of
people that weren't cool?
Yeah, Buff Bagwell's face. He wasn't cool.
Wow, and he with the apple?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
We met him. He wore the singlet. He was there. And he was
Did I take a photo with him?
He was standing up. He was not in a good mood. And I don't think he was in a good mood with anyone that day.
I mean, nobody was in a good
Billy
mood
Gunn.
With me.
We saw Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn had fun.
Billy Gunn did not have fun with me. He was not happy with me.
Oh, Billy Gunn wasn't happy with you. Tommy Dreamer wasn't mad at you.
He was very mad. Tommy Dreamer was the worst. Yeah, he looked so mad.
John Morrison was totally cool with you.
Very cool guy.
What's that guy's name? Matt Cross loved you.
Yeah.
He gave you didn't he give you a headlock? And so did Taya.
Yeah. Yeah, those three were clowns. They were having a good time with me.
But I'm pretty sure Carlito was pretty chill with us, even though he was pretty angry in general.
Yeah, yeah. We should release those photos or something somehow.
Oh,
yeah. So people 100%. Know what we're talking about.
100%. That's actually good Instagram content. I'm gonna send those to me, please.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Do you want Carlito in AEW?
I don't want to. No, no.
Carlito?
I think he's fine, but what kind of role would he have? There's way more like legendary type of people already in AEW. You know, like Carlito's no Arn Anderson or Jake the Snake or something.
I would love for him to be a part of, like, if Darby Allin did an open challenge for the TNT title and Carlito to come out. Carlito to come out and they have a little match and he puts over the other guys.
Oh, as a wrestler.
As a wrestler, because he still could go. He could still go.
That's interesting. Yeah. I thought you meant as a manager role or something.
Oh, no, 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 no. But I do want Raven as a manager role. I want Raven in AEW real bad.
That was good. Yeah. But he had a cameo at one point, I think.
Did he?
I could be wrong. I feel like back when they were trying to figure out who the Exalted One was, I thought people were saying Raven at one point, and then they did a thing where in a Dark Order match they fought in the crowd, and then Raven was just sitting there in the crowd, and they didn't comment on it, but he was like, oh, you know, like, it was like wrestling fans, like, there's, I think so.
That's amazing. If that's true, What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Do you have the information on it?
It's true.
Your computer's faster than mine.
It's true. It did happen. They, I mean, he was very, like, there was a fucking spotlight on him. Like, he was, you were supposed to see him, but I don't think the commentary said much about him. You know, it was just, like, fueling silly fan theories on Twitter, and it was fun.
In all honesty, I wouldn't want Raven as, if he's an on-screen character, cool, because he could talk and he'd be a cool manager, but I would love for him to be in the creative process. Take some of the stuff off of Tony Khan a little bit, have a wrestler in there that doesn't mind ruffling feathers and saying, like, no, you have to do this. Because one of what Cody Rhodes went on Chris Jericho's podcast recently, and Cody Rhodes made a really good point, and I think we've been saying it this entire fucking time. He said that AEW's biggest pro is also its biggest con. It's too much freedom. Like, the wrestlers are able to do whatever they want. And one of what, for instance, there was a couple episodes in a row where both the Inner Circle and Team Taz were trying to recruit someone, literally having the same angle going on at the same time. Recruit Will Hobbs and recruit MJF. And they were literally going on at the same time, and there was a lack of communication. Because everyone has this freedom to do what they want, and there's no real collaboration between the wrestlers. Tony Khan knows what's going on, but in all honesty, Tony Khan's a fan, and he doesn't know how to stand up to wrestlers or tell them what to do. Like, I'm very confident with that. So have a Raven there that's a creative mind that could also be like, fuck it, I'm Raven. I don't give a shit. Mm. My whole thing is I don't give a shit. I'm smarter than you. That's his whole deal. I would love that.
I do think it's exciting. It's reassuring knowing that they are aware of this. They're not blind to that horrible, you know, that negative aspect of their first year. There was like a couple episodes, I feel like, in a row where they were each match ended with someone running in, like, to progress the next storyline. Like, there was no change. It was just every time. Yeah. Like, they're strict on no DQ finishes, which is good. But then the match would end, and then someone would run out and beat the guy up anyways. Yeah. So
literally, like, the summer was filled with that.
Yeah, they're aware of it now, so hopefully, you know, it's the first year. I think it's okay. Like, hopefully they'll fix it going into 2021, like Cody says. So, yeah, that's great.
We can only hope our savior, Cody Rhodes, will bless us and bless our wrestling eyes. Let's all give us a prayer and thank our Lord and Savior, Cody Rhodes. Thank you all. Next up, we got another one here. Jungle Boy has a new theme song.
Yeah.
Jungle Boy has the Tarzan Boy theme song.
Red, you know music. You like this song?
I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's a lot of, do I like the song? Do I have it on my most played list? No. Do I recognize it? And do I pop if it was a wrestler's theme song? 100%.
Okay, so this isn't on your karaoke list. Your rotation.
Actually, it would be a pretty good karaoke song, honestly. Actually, you just made a very interesting point.
Well, that's got to be why he picked it. Why? Because he wants that crowd reaction when people come back and start singing the song.
It's going to be an amazing... When there's crowds, did you watch Dark and see Taz react to the song?
He got so excited, yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Because Taz was legitimately surprised and immediately started singing along to it. He's just like, what the hell's going on? Are they allowed to do this? Excalibur's less like, yeah, that's his theme song. That is his theme song. Now, Taz was loving it. And I love when Taz is happy.
Yeah, me too.
I like the dead air and then just like a silent agreement. Yeah. What is going on? Did you hear that?
I heard something. A little murp.
Turn this off. Stop calling me to a... Sorry.
Oh, somebody calling you. Okay. Cause I don't hear that. I just see you freaking out right now.
Yeah. There's something going on. I don't know how to fix it. But either way, we're moving on. We got another last story of the night, Moet. Last story of the night. It is a cease and desist for the new Bullet Club using Too Sweet. Did you hear about this, Moet?
That happened like 3 years ago.
No. New cease and desist from the original members of the Bullet Club for them using Too Sweet on AEW television. Because the original Bullet Club members are Tama Tonga, Bad Luck Fale. Is it Fale?
Yeah.
Bad Luck Fale and what's his name? Prince Devitt, Prince Fergie. What's his name? Fergie Devitt? Finn Balor.
Yeah.
And so those are the original members. And apparently them using that gesture is breaking copyright that they made or something along those lines. And they sent out a cease and desist. Tonga and Fale are pretty upset about it. And they've been going pretty, they're not happy. And they've been making fun of it because those aren't the original members of the group. How do you feel about this as someone who followed the Bullet Club?
Where are you getting this? I don't see this online. I see a slightly different story.
That's new. It's brand new.
Oh, it's very new. Maybe I'm not seeing. It's today. Yeah. Okay. Because I saw Tama Tonga talk about how that was a whole lie like a couple years ago, that the whole cease and desist thing, the way the Young Bucks, they spun it into a t-shirt business, basically, with the cease and desist t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And he said something about how that was a lie, that it wasn't actually, like, they could still do it because you can't really copyright like a hand gesture.
That's not true, because DDP sued Rockefeller Records for using this.
You're right. The diamond.
Using that.
Yeah,
the diamond cutter. And so he sued them and won. So you can do it. But apparently they're pretty upset about it because they feel like this is the fifth worst rendition of the Bullet Club.
I don't know. Yeah, I highly doubt that they care that much. I bet like they're just trying to stir up some business of like Japan Bullet Club versus the Elite Bullet Club. Yeah, because there's no way that they would be, I think it's a work. I'm sure my hope is that it'll be some sort of New Japan connection with AEW. We'll get to see Kota versus Kenny Omega, champion versus champion, spoiler alert, and it'll be amazing. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad that there may not be real bad blood here. But honestly, I'm kind of excited if there was. But I thought it was interesting. I thought it was pretty fun news. But that's all of the news that was fun this week.
Speaking of New Japan, did you see Wrestle Kingdom?
No, I have not seen Wrestle
Kingdom. It's very good. It's very, very good. The last match is great, and there's a after-match promo by Jay White that is one of the best promos I've seen in a very long time. Like, last couple years, it ranks up there.
What were you going to say about Meltzer?
Oh, Meltzer gave, like, the most 5-star-plus ratings, I think, in the last week. Like, at least, like, 4 or 5 matches that were 5. So he gave Phoenix versus Omega 5-star. And New Japan got multiple, like, 5.25, 5.5 bullshit star ratings.
See, like, it ruins the concept of a rating system if you're able to go beyond 100%. I hate that. I honestly hate now, that. And I find it foolish.
Oh, it's very foolish. Now it's just silly that he broke this scale. So because now I guess it's not a 5-star system. It's like a 7-star system, which I guess is fine. But, you know, it is.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe he's way ahead of his time to create something more than 100%.
True.
That's all the news that we got, Moet. That's all the news, but we're not done yet. We've got a mailbag full of mail, and our mailman, Moet's going to be mauling through it.
I like it. Yeah, just checking out the mailbag, loserleavespod@gmail.com.
Loserleavespod@gmail.com. Let's get some more of those listener emails.
Here we go.
Because we're being flooded with them, honestly, right now.
Oh, for sure. Let's get into this. So the first one, Mr. Crumbleblatt from Des Moines, Iowa. Mr. Crumbleblatt asks, what's your favorite foreign object and what foreign object should make a comeback? Thank you, Mr. Crumbleblatt.
Very good, Mr. Crumbleblatt.
My personal favorite was the bag of popcorn. I think that's just so silly. Foley talks about it in one of his books, so it's really stuck in my head. Big Mick Foley fans here. I like the popcorn because it's so silly. You hit somebody and just the way they react to it, like they get hit with a, you know, sack of bricks or something, is very funny to me. Yeah.
I personally like the trash can lid. Trash can lid, because it doesn't look like it hurts and it looks real cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it bends so easily. It's literally, you could fold. It's like having one of those aluminum lasagna trays and being hit with it. Mm. Like, it just, I love that, honestly. I think it's very fun. Which one do you think should make a comeback?
Oh, fireworks. They I know Coda, he used fireworks a lot, but actually it came back with Matt Hardy in Broken match. I don't know, what about you? What do you think? The barbed wire bat, I always enjoyed that. That was a silly one, and that came back a week or two ago, so.
Sure. I love Brass Knucks, but they've never really left. Like, they're, like, the slug is still there that Sean Spears was using and things like that. I'm trying to think of one that I haven't seen in a while.
I want Steve Blackman to come back. Yeah. And with his weapons. Only Steve Blackman.
The little sticks.
With his little sticks.
The little sticks. The little sticks. You're 100% right. The little sticks should make a comeback. Because he, like, in all, I'm so upset that he didn't get a better run. Because he was so entertaining.
He was good. Yeah. Well, no, he wasn't. He sucked. He was very boring.
He sucked.
But I thought he was just super boring. Well, because he didn't have any charisma, you know. When I was a kid watching it, I looked for that. But every time he got those sticks and he did his little, like, dance with them, I thought that was very fun.
I could imagine him being paired with Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman treating him like literal ninja, like a literal scary deadly weapon.
Yeah.
Oh man, his name is Lethal Weapon Steve Blackman. Like, he is a lethal weapon. He just shouldn't have talked, and he should have had always an angry expression rather than the flat one that never changed.
Oh God, yeah. I forgot he was with Al Snow for a while. That was kind of fun.
That was great. Cheeseheads.
Yeah.
Head cheese. No, I'm sorry. Head cheese.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Yeah, it's disgusting. What other mailbag items we got?
All right, next up, we got Blazer Liz from the dark recesses of your mind.
Weird. It's gross.
I like it. I'm into it. They ask, what's your favorite occupational gimmick? Like IRS or an Arshyster,
sure.
I guess. Doing the clown, I guess. A clown
yeah.
occupation. Clowns.
And honestly, I didn't even think of doing the clown, but that's pretty good, honestly.
Isaac Yankum, I thought. Evil Dentist is always great. I don't know. What the favorite. Favorite.
That's hard, actually, come to think of it. I'm going to say... doing the clown is a good one. I didn't even think of that. There's Repo Man, of course.
But let's go with,
There's Hockey Player, the Goon.
Oh, yeah. Repo Man was very funny, though. I like the...
Oh, Godfather. Pimp.
Pimp? The Brooklyn Brawler?
The Scum? I don't know. What is he? A bum? He's like, street trash?
He was my favorite. Yeah,
he's pretty good. Trash. He's pretty good. Okay, that was a good answer. Good answers all around.
No, for real, the IRS Erwin R. Scheister.
IRS is probably the most successful.
And I think I assume because he was wrestling in a suit outfit, just constant sweat in every match, just sweated bullets. And I just thought that was very, very amusing.
Honky Tonk Man is pretty good. Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, not bad.
That's an occupation.
Not bad. Yeah. All right. Next up, we got. The last one of the episode. We got Clark from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Oh,
very normal guy. Very normal sounding name.
Yeah. What is the bloodiest blood match where the most blood was spilt? Do you like blood? Blood, blood, blood. And then they added a gif of count from the Muppet. But that doesn't matter. It's a count from the Muppet. Sesame Street.
Such a normal sounding guy. Talking about blood, but I guess the normal ones are pretty scary. Mo, what's the bloodiest blood match that's ever been blooded?
I don't like bloody blood matches. I don't like thinking about them. But Eddie Guerrero had a really disturbing one time. A kid, someone died from bleeding so much in the ring. What was it? Transit? Is this fun?
Oh, sure. No, but I was thinking Clark is asking, what is our favorite matches featuring blood?
Oh, no, because he said, Clark literally says, where the most blood was spilt. And then they ask, do
Clark
you like blood?
Dark.
So, no.
So
I
we don't like
I mean,
blood. We don't
I,
like
well,
blood.
Well, I'm into blood. Like, in general, like, I don't like seeing someone bleeding to death. But
one of the bloodiest matches I've ever seen was Hulk Hogan versus Vince McMahon.
Oh, that was gross. Yeah.
Vince McMahon got real bloody in it, but it worked because him having like a evil smile with a bloody face was pretty fucking cool. I used to like blood a lot more. Now I'm kind of concerned with it, but I think you should only do it if you're making money. If you're on the independent circuit, I do not think you should be cutting yourself until you're able to make money doing it. I think that's just bad business.
Well, no, I don't know. It depends on the exposure, depends on the venue. I don't know. I think in general,
if you're making money, sure.
I think in general, it's good. You should be trying your best as any performer. Like, no matter how big the crowd is or whatever, you should be doing your absolute best. Because you never know who's in the audience, you know? And that's the only way you're going to get better is if you're always at that level. So, I think that's why, like, I wouldn't say no to not doing blood matches ever because you couldn't get to an intensity that you didn't know you could achieve before.
Sure. But yeah. I stick with unless you're making money. I don't think you should be doing self-mutilation.
Oh, that specifically? Yeah. Backyard wrestling is ridiculous.
If you're in Ring of Honor and you're the top on the card of Ring of Honor, or even Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, if you had a storyline for a while and you're going to be making money after the match, sure. But if you're in some of these smaller promotions, backyard wrestling, nobody's going to be impressed by your blood.
Okay,
nobody's
I missed that part. I totally agree with that. I was thinking something like Wrestle Circus, which had like a Twitch stream following and all this stuff. So like, while the crowd maybe not be that big, it was like a potential exposure to a lot of people that had never seen you before. So like, I could see like a bloody match in that scenario being worthwhile.
If they're making money.
Yeah.
And Wrestle Circus apparently was pretty good to people, right?
Not towards the end, but yeah, in general, that's how they got a bunch of people. It was like basically a rich mark with a bunch of money. Money Mark, that's what they're called. Yeah, Money Mark. He had a bunch of money, and that's how he got the best wrestlers in the country to somehow agree to come to Austin, Texas. And it was great. Oh. It was great for a year.
Moa, imagine a new gimmick on the independent circuit called Money Mark. A guy named Mark, and he's got a lot. It's like the new $1 million. It's based off of Tony Khan. This Mark that's a nerd for wrestling, and he comes out and fawns over all these people and tries to pay them off so that he could win matches, so he could build up his win-loss record.
Isn't that $1 Million Man, Ted DiBiase?
As a nerd.
As a nerd, yeah.
As a nerd
man,
that's
a cool
obsessed with his win-loss record.
Yeah. That's not bad. I'm into that. I like that.
That'd be very fun. I think the fans would get behind it, too. And call yourself Coney Ton. No, you'd have to be Mark. Mark Khan.
I kind of despise those people. Like, I went to a wrestling show in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I saw a guy named Dick Foley appear. And he looked exactly like Mick Foley with the flannel. He came out with the song and everything. And then the excitement was getting to pretend it was Mick Foley right in front of you. And I hate that. I think it's so lame and embarrassing. And this sounds like, what'd you call him?
Coney Ton. Coney
Ton.
No, his name is Money Mark.
There's a Coney Ton somewhere in Alabama right now, I think.
I if it's someone that's doing a direct ripoff, I don't like. But if you're making fun of someone, I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, that's funny. Yeah, this guy was
making
just
fun of this Tony Khan, which I think should be done.
This guy was just an imitation. And it was a very fun imitation, I got to admit. After, like, you know, pre-gaming 4 or 5 beers, then you're like, I got the sock! You know, it was great.
Hell yeah. Hopefully when COVID happens, we'll all be pre-gaming before these the small town wrestling shows. But that's it. That's the news you can't lose. That's the mailbag with Moat Mailman. And we'll be back for the woos and whats of AEW Dynamite this Wednesday. Please like us on Instagram, on YouTube. Check out our John Silver video and our Evil Uno video is getting a lot of press, a lot of comments going on, which is positive. A lot of people hating him, a lot of people loving him. But thank you all so much for watching Loser Lee's Wrestling and Loser Lee's Pod at Gmail for more questions with Moat Mailman Moat. And thank you all so much for watching. Moat, if you were an airplane, where would you go?
Costa Rica. What does this mean?
I don't know. Thank you all so much for watching. That was our worst question yet.